Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story titled, Boaters Visiting Orillia Could Soon Face New Trailer Parking Fees, published April 1. Lately, I've noticed letters from anglers regarding the cost of parking their vehicles and trailers at communities around Lake Simcoe. In these letters, I read the costs of parking are prohibitive and may create a loss of revenue from the boaters and anglers who enjoy fishing and cruising in these waters. I live in one of these communities, a very small community on Cook's Bay in Innisfil. We welcome these folks who come to our communities, but there are a few realities that these folks may not realize. Firstly, the parking area that was provided for your personal use is in place at our cost. Our tax dollars support your spaces through snowplowing, general maintenance and the cost to build. Secondly, please tell me the economic benefits from your visits. I'm guessing you may support local bait shops, maybe buy a coffee, but in truth you bring your own food and refreshments, as I would as well, and usually your boats have been gassed up elsewhere as during the weekends our fuel station see few boaters. We welcome you to our communities, but we wish you would be much more neighborly when you arrive and park. Many of the vehicles are pickup trucks, big and small, pulling trailers and your vehicles consume most of the shoulder when you park. That is not an issue, but what is an issue is when walk two or three abreast on our roadways, narrowing to one lane, and we are trying to get to work or run errands. How many of you pick up your trash when you leave the area? Coffee cups, pop cans, food wrappers, etc., are left in your areas and we pay to have this cleaned up. I might remind you that these parking areas have been provided for your convenience, to allow more people to enjoy our wonderful area. We love to see you enjoy our facilities, but there is a cost to us, the residents, to provide our benefits to you. These parking areas are rarely used by locals, but for non-resident use. I do appreciate the costs are relatively high, but these costs in no way make up for the cost to us, the residents. Finally, if you want to avoid the costs, get up earlier. Parking on one side of the road is often free. My thoughts. Gordon H. Crawford, Innisfil.